Hey, everybody, it's that time. That's right, we made it. It's the weekend. My PJs are still on. That's how I know. Woo-hoo! You guys, it's not just any weekend. It's the first, no, it's not. It's the second weekend in May. I'm getting my weekends all messed up, Christine. And how do I know that? It's because it's Mother's Day weekend. That's right. Giving a hug to all the moms out there. A special hug to my own mother and saying, woo-hoo, thanks, Mom. I wouldn't be here without you. And how true that is. So many things. First of all, I want you guys to think about this idea of motherhood, being a mom. And I want you to throw out the box that says it has to look this way or it has to look that way. And I want you to keep the feeling that's associated with it. It's a very deep and loving and nurturing and caring and unconditional space. And that is what I want the weekend to be about. Really, just loving people and meeting people right where they're at to empower them, to nurture them along in their life. And you know how you do that? You do it for yourself first. And that is really what I have to share. A very tight, very specific, feeling-based hot minute from me to you. Christine, that's what I've got for you.
Oh, and happy Mother's Day, everyone. For all of you who are supporting kids in some way, shape, or form, just bowing in the deepest honor of the commitment and the focus that you give. It takes time, it takes your heart, it takes your effort, it takes your being to show up. And I just hugs, bows, namastes all around. Here's a little, I'm going to give everyone a tool. Because when family comes together, oftentimes there is conflict from the little things to sometimes it's really big things. Oftentimes it's a feeling that we have. And for a lot of empaths who are out there who feel deeply, believe it or not, you will go out of your way to help somebody else or to go into a deep conversation, and it's not to help them necessarily, it's that you are so uncomfortable, you're doing anything you can to switch out the energy so that you feel like you can breathe, right? Now, we don't all experience this to, well, yes, I'm going to say we do. We experience to varying degrees when a family comes together different emotions, right? And different reactions, and there's history there. And with that said, something that you can do before you go is you can visualize, hold it for 20 seconds, do it before you wake up in the morning. Just take a minute, take a deep breath, and surge into the day. This incredibly high, beautiful, warm energy that is just going to douse your future. You haven't caught up to it yet. You know, it's going to hit every single second of every single day. And that means it's going to hit everybody that you come into contact with as well. And believe it or not, it kind of clears the way, kind of makes a path for you and moves out what you don't need to experience and keeps right there what is supposed to happen for you. And if you do this, I want to say 20 seconds. And there is no right or wrong way to do it. Just hold it. You will be amazed at how the experience that you're going to walk into in a very short period of time is indeed altered. It's a wonderful practice. I call it happy feet. Yeah. And anyways, if I'm going to give you a tool, that's my tool for this weekend. And that's my hot minute.
And that's another hot minute.